Okay, Mike, 66th. Outstanding. Well done, your 11th title.
Thank you.
What was your...
When Steve started out so good, burning two, three, four, and five, what's going through your mind?
Caught my attention. He can do that, though. I watched him. I played with him last group a couple years ago when he shot 65. So it was, you know, he got my attention, but it was good that I played. But I played solid. I didn't make a bogey all day. I made two bogeys all week, and they were both three putts. So,
Mike, it seemed like one of the turning points was the 10th hole today. You make birdie, yes. and Steve made bogey, and that gave you a little breathing room on the back nine.
Yeah. I thought the putt I made on eight was big, because if I don't miss that one, about 10 footer for birdie. He's already made birdie. That's a big deal. And then on 10, that was a two shot deal. And then we both birdied to 11, and then I chipped in on 12, which was big. So that stretch there was big. I mean, when I birdied 10, 11, 12, that kind of gave me some breathing room. But, you know, he still hit it. And then he birdies the next one. Then he hit close somewhere else after that. But, you know, he makes a lot of birdies.
Mike, do you change anything? You said it got your attention, but do you consciously change anything when you see, okay, now the gap's four, now the gap's three?
No, I mean, sometimes you do. It depends. You don't want to fight yourself. If you're feeling that way, then embrace it and go. But I was strong this week, and I didn't let it bother me. I just kept with my game and hit a couple errant drives. I made a couple good up and downs on the back nine again, which helped me. But he motivates you to play better. You can't protect. And one of the things I've had leads in the past that I don't like is when I sit there and just wait for somebody else to mess up. You need to go get it. And he pushed the issue today, which was good. So I mean he played well. But at the same point in time, I responded. We shot the same score. So
do you prefer that your competitor that you're playing with?
Yeah. In the groups I play in, I always want our guys to play good. Everybody to play good, play well. You don't want somebody to play bad because it kind of feeds off that the negative way. So. I think it's good karma that you wish well on other people, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like you were playing bad. You were 3-under on the front, and then you went on that stretch, 10, 11, 12. I mean, you birdied four of the next five holes, so.
Right. No, that was huge. That was big. And then, you know, five shots with, what, six holes to go? It's tough to do that. I hit a bad shot in the par three, got up and down. Hit a bad shot in 12, bad shot in the par three, bad drive in the next hole, and a bad on the next four holes in a row. I didn't hit it very good. Yeah, I made pars on all the holes, got up and down, so that was big.
Mike, do you ever look at the number when you see you're at 16? Does that even amaze you a little bit sometimes? Everybody else looking around going, Mike's at 16. Oh, wow.
Well, no, I haven't shot that. Have I shot that a couple times? 200?
I think you tied this before. 200.
No, you're just playing well. You just feed off it, you know. In the last hole, I could have probably got there in two if I wanted to, but I just hit a 3-wood and an iron and 17, hit the middle of the green, which is good. It's nice to have that leisure, that you know, to be able to do that, but... It just feels good to play good golf again. You know, I haven't played that solid golf for a few days in a row. And on Open, I had two bad rounds and one really good one. And the Club Pro, I played two really solid ones and a couple bad ones. So it's good to play three good ones in a row.
You mentioned that you talked to Fannin a few days ago, mm-hmm. and that was part of it. Is that part of the mental attitude mm-hmm. this week, or is this some more ingrained what you've done?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I want to keep growing as a player, as a coach. So I keep hunting out people. I mean, I've worked with Butch Harmon probably half dozen times the last 2-3 years. He's helped me out. I've worked with, Jim Hardy in the last 4 or 5 years. I've worked with Jim Fannin. I think he's the best sports psychologist in the world. I've talked to him, and I've talked to Bob Rotella. I do this stuff, and I try to incorporate it. Sometimes it's overload. Sometimes it hurts me, all these swing things. But I think it's good. I grow as a player and a coach, and this week I kind of sequestered him and had a good mindset.
Mike, do you ever think about I've won this tournament 11 times. I mean, you've been around golf long enough. Even if it's a club championship at a country club, most guys do not win the same tournament 11
yeah.
times.
Well, I played in it 14 times, I think, is what I played in it. So, yeah, I think of and
it's not like it's a weak field. I mean, it's a good field.
Yeah, well, I played well, and for whatever reason, I just played well. And, you know, the Illinois Open, I've won four times, but I finished second like four or five in that thing. So, you know, I've been there just many times. I've finished second a bunch more times there, but... it's just fun to be a part of it.
Do you like to win once in a while just so your kids wake up once in a while and say, hey, coach is still winning?
Yeah, I think that's important. That's important. Golf is a big part of who I am. I'm not going to stop playing. Even if I start playing bad, shoot big numbers, it's still part of who we are. And I think the PGA professionals, this is the fabric of who we are. I think the association's lost its way the last 10 or 15 years. And... Matter of fact, when I'm talking with people in the higher echelons trying to find a way to get better players into the PGA of America, because I think that's what separates people from other people. I think that's what separates good pros from just anybody coming off the street and doing the job. And this, the guys here, I commend them for playing. I think that's a big deal. I think all club pros should, PGA pros should have the playing aspect involved. And even if you're playing bad, you still inspire your members by playing and the joy to play and the joy to get better. And that's how you bring people to the game. If you don't have a joy to play and you're just sitting home, you know, just scared to go out and play, or you're embarrassed by what you're playing, that doesn't inspire anybody to take up the game. So this is huge. And this is why this is important to me. I commend these guys for playing. And you know, it's a big deal.
Would you say this is your best 30 or 54 holes that you've played in a while?
Oh, in a while, yeah. Yeah, I mean, last year I played South Olympia Fields while I shoot 8, 7, I don't know what I shot, 8, 7, 8, under, 9, under or something. But the National Professional Championship is the one I really get ready for, and that's the one that I've played well in. I made a lot of stuff there, and the best I played was a French Lick a few years ago, so this might be the best since then, yeah.
Can you talk about that chip in at 12?
That was big.
Yeah. I hit a bad tee shot, loose tee shot, and hit it out. Not a bad shot out of that bunker. And I told Jimmy I was going to make it, so that was kind of funny.
You tell them?
Yeah.
It's about 40 feet?
Yeah. Yeah, it just sit right there for me. I had about, 10, 15 feet of fringe, and then about probably 25 feet of green.
And you just looked at Jimmy Summer to make this?
Well, I got a feeling this might have a chance. And it went in. So that was big because Castillo was about 4 feet for birdie. So that was a big deal. That was a two-shot turnaround there.
You had to reach down for that bunker shot, too.
Yeah, that was – I could have done anything with that one, yeah. Yeah, and then the next hole, I chunk it over the water, but I get up and down. So.
Who knows how many of these things you're going to win in total, but is there going to be a day when you're going to look back at this and be like, I can't believe I won X number of
I don't know.
Championships?
I don't know. It's just fun. I mean, the Hall of Fame thing last year was a capper for me. That was a big deal. And that was something that really made me look at it and think. So I've looked at it more recently than before. So I do know what they are now, but you know, before I was just too busy about doing my job and playing. But last year, kind of the Hall of Fame thing was a big reality check for me. It was pretty cool to see that.
Will you now look at your approach to this event and say maybe I should move it over to my approach to the Illinois Open? you haven't had your
no,
success
I haven't.
There the last few years.
I haven't, and that's been disappointing. But for whatever reason, just haven't been playing well that time of year, and just. You know, it's we're all PGA professionals first. We're I'm a coach first, but our games are important, so you try to fit it in there as well as you can. And the Illinois Open has not been competitive for me in the last probably 3-4 years. You know, for a while there, I won a bunch in a row, and then I finished second a couple times in a row, and I was in contention. All of a sudden, last 3 or 4 hasn't been good. So that's something I got to work on. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean. I mean, obviously, giving him 5 shots, I guess it was pretty tough. But you know, made a good run. I'm on the front nine, turned at 5, and had some pretty good momentum. And then Tim was just a big. I'm sitting there. He's obviously making 4 at worst, and I'm in position to make a 4-2, and then walk away with a 6. So just a couple bad chips there, but you know, bounced back. Made birdie on the next hole. Missed a short one on 12, but. You know, I'm happy. You know, it's been a long, about year and a half, and you know, like I said, a couple weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, kind of started feeling comfortable and playing good. So, you know, gave it my best.
Stevie, we joked about it yesterday when you were leaving, and I said, "Hey, you still got that 65 in you?" And you said, "Hey, it's out there. I still got that magic in me." And you came out. I mean, did you come out with that mindset that you have to make a bunch of birdies? Because you jumped on it 2, 3, 4, 5. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not really that mindset. I knew I was hitting the ball really good. You know, the first round when I shot 3 under, I felt like I lost. You know, I left. A good amount out there, you know, and then the second round I just hit some loose shots, so I knew I was hitting it good, and that you know, low score was out there, and close, but you know, 5 shots was tough to make up.
Did you have a number in mind coming into today? I mean, did you think if you shot 66 it would have been?
No, I felt like if to have a realistic chance, I felt like it was 63 probably, but you know, I wasn't trying to shoot 63. I just felt like it was going to be somewhere around there to do it, and you know, just kind of stuck to my game plan, and you know, I played good. So
there's a guy who really doesn't make many mistakes, and none today.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. He's not gonna make any mistakes, and that's why it's, you know, 5 shots. That's why it's so hard, because he's, you know, he's going to play well, and you just got to go out and make 0 mistakes and get lucky to even come close to making up 5. But, you know, I played good, happy with the week.
Winning this 2 years ago here, does that experience help you coming into a final round, even though if you're leading or behind, two different, you know, scenarios?
Yeah, I just, you know, I feel comfortable on this golf course, even though there's about 3 or 4 tee shots that are pretty unnerving. But, I just feel comfortable out here, and obviously with it being so soft, you know, you could pretty much attack the pins. So it was green light, really, all 3 rounds.
How much does that berth in the PPNC mean to you?
Yeah, that's nice, you know. It's always fun to get back there, and that's the real pressure for me is I have to make it because that's the wife's vacation. So if I don't make it, then I'm in trouble at the house. But, you know, so it'll be fun. Last time it was on the East Coast, maybe, or Northeast, Hershey, I missed it. So, yeah, it'll be fun to get out there and hopefully play well.
Overall, are you satisfied with your tournament? I mean, finishing second to, you know, somebody who's won this event 11 times isn't too shabby.
Yeah, no, I mean, I finished, what, 11 under, I think, for the 3 days. So, yeah, I mean, I played good and, you know.
About three of these things.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Just happened to know that Mike Small was in front of me. But, yeah, definitely happy with the week and got some nice momentum to finish the year off and going into next year.